This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Clifford Robinson. Cliff, how you doing?
Just fine. Thank you, Sean.
So what are you doing today? Anything exciting with the snow coming down?
No, it's kind of interesting. I'm just watching the snowfall, making some phone calls to high school classmates, interestingly enough. But that's it for the day.
Okay. So let's take it back to the beginning. What was the date of your birth, and where did that happen?
Okay, I was born here in Indianapolis on August the 14th, 1935, and I must share something with you about that date. On the very, very same age, same year, same day as Social Security, and we're both going to expire at the same time. August 14th, 1935.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So how did you originally get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
Well, the family moved to 4142 Park, where we currently are, in March of 1968. Prior to that time, we had lived south of here, and we were attending St. Rita's. But we moved right into the very shadows of Joan of Arc and automatically became members.
Okay. So what are some things that you did to get involved with the church over the years?
Oh, my gosh. Well, early on, I was a member of the school board. Then later, I coached the CYO basketball team, seventh and eighth graders. And then I became a counter for church donations and served actively on the St. Vincent de Paul Council at St. Joan of Arc. Now, in addition to that, along with one of the Yadens are longtime members of the parish, along with Elizabeth Yaden, who is now Sister Elizabeth Yaden, we sponsored and promoted an evening exercise program for students at Joan of Arc. We did that in the, quote, old social hall.
Okay. So how would you describe the church itself and also the parishioners as a community?
Well, you know, I guess it's probably, I'd say, typical of most truly Catholic communities. When we moved, we were not aware that it was truly a Catholic community, but we knew we were in the shadows of the church. We were only a half a block from the playground, as far as the church was concerned. But we learned that, you know, in a Catholic community, group of families, we became involved in everything you did in some way related back to the church. You know, if it was no more than church attendance, or if it was kickball for the girls, basketball for the boys, the French market, of course, all of those things were parish-centered, and we automatically just drifted into all of those things.
That's great. So who would be a few people that, you know, have kind of stood out over the years that you'd like to give some appreciation to for what they've done for the church?
Well, one we just lost, and that's Carl Hinn. And, you know, there are so many families within the community and within Joan of Arc, which we became associated. And, you know, I think of the Yadens, I think of the Nemechicks, I think of the Griffins, I think of the Rabies, the Elpers. These were all folks that welcomed us into the parish, and that once here in the parish, we became just part of the social order, so to speak.
Okay.
Some of those individuals are gone now. I remember Bob Scheller so well. I ushered in the church also with John Capone, George Smith, just a host of people.
Is there any moment that really just stands out for you that was a really cool moment for you personally at the church?
Well, there were several personal highlights I had during my tenure at Joan of Arc, and two that really stand out was when I coached the 7th and 8th grade boys basketball team. We won the tournament, which is held annually at Our Lady of Lourdes. That was an outstanding time. And the other time was just my time that I served on the St. Vincent de Paul committee at the church.
Okay.
It was a small group, but an active group. And we'd like to think that we accomplished a great deal.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time. And obviously, this is at voicesofstjoanofarc.com. But if you could just stay on the line for a second, I'm going to close this out, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.